Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our worship and a blessed Mother's Day to all of our moms today. It's great to have you with us this morning. It's a very special day for our moms and our CIA, our senior youth. They are hosting a fellowship just as soon as we're done with worship. So come on back to our second area back there for fellowship. Join us for at least a little while after worship today. I know that day is going to be busy for a lot of you, but they've also have got something special for all the moms that they'll be sharing at the end of our service here this morning. So we want to make sure that we give God's blessings to all of you for that. Just a couple things regarding timing for worship. Just a couple things. First of all, our Faith Factor group that usually plays on Saturday night, their last regular Saturday performance where they're helping in worship is this coming week. It's actually the 18th of June, which they're going to help us with. And once they're done with that, then our Saturday evening worship will become pretty much like what we're doing here now. Now, starting in June, the very first Sunday in June, our worship on Sunday morning goes to one service, 10 o'clock. Our Sunday school is going to begin, I believe, 9:15? Okay, but our Bible class, for those of you that are joining us for summer Bible class, still here in the sanctuary, we're going to start at 8:45. It's only going to be for 45 minutes. We're still going to try to give as much of that half hour before worship as we possibly can. And then we're going to be starting every one of our worships with a hymn sing. We're going to actually kind of rearrange our worship. Now, we're still going to sing hymns like when we have communion and stuff, and we'll be talking about the communion schedule and what we're going to do here in the weeks to come, because typically during the summer, we're going to have communion either Saturday night or Sunday morning. We want to make sure it is offered every weekend, but it's only going to be either, if we have it on Sunday, first and third, Saturday will be second and fourth, but we're going to release that schedule here probably by next week, so that we'll try to keep the confusion as little as we can. But starting in June, and this will go June, July, August, September, one service at 10 o'clock with all the educational stuff preceding the worship service. Now, I had mentioned that very likely this is the last time that Faith Factor will be joining us until like mid-August, but that may not be the case. Next Sunday, we are going to have a very special announcement regarding Faith Factor. And there's not much more I can tell you right now, but it is something that will probably even affect one of our Sunday worship services in June. But stand by for it. We've got something that seems to be in the works, and it's a major announcement for Faith Factor this morning. We are also continuing through the summer. Our Crosswalks worship, that is at 6:30 on Wednesday nights. It's in the conference room. It's there every week, and it's there for the benefit, yes, of God's people who are members here, but also for you to bring along those people that just they haven't been to worship in a long time. They're not people that that really would seem to be interested much in worship, but they're your friends or your neighbors or your coworkers. Invite them and make them a part of that service. It's not a long service. And if you're, for those of you who have not been there, we don't have things like the sacrament at that service. It is just a service that is called Crosswalks. We have a different theme every week for that service. And so we hope that you will join us for that. We're off to a good start in that service. We have been making the appeal for a few weeks now about the needing a vacation Bible school director. And that is still the case. Our outreach group, Mocha, will definitely be providing all the help that we need for that. So please prayerfully consider that. For the most part, except for, of course, letting us know that you were here to fill out the Faith Fellowship cards, the only other announcement I have is that special Ladies Guild meeting this coming Wednesday at 1 o'clock. All women welcome to help with the 2018-2019 booklet. Our order of worship is based on divine service, setting one from page 151 in our hymnals. The musical notes you will need for a couple of the parts of the service, or you may follow along on the screen. Friends, we begin by calling to mind our baptisms in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father together. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you that your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. The Lord be with you. Let us pray this prayer together. Almighty God, as your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, ascended into the heavens, so may we also ascend in heart and mind, and continually dwell there with him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
A brief prayer will follow the candle's removal. Our first lesson is from Acts chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. St. Luke writes, "In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. To them he presented himself alive after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which, he said, you heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight.
We bow our heads. Lord Jesus, ascended into the heavens, sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. One day soon you will return. Until that return, remind us always of your presence. Be in that, with that presence into all of our lives, and bring to us always that same joy that brings us to worship and praise you, who has completed all things for our salvation and for us to be ready for everlasting life. In your name we pray.
And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." Then the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath's day journey away. And when they had entered, they went up to the upper room where they were staying, Peter and John, and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. All these with one accord were devoting themselves to prayer, together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. This is the word of the Lord. Our epistle lesson is found in Ephesians chapter 1, beginning with verse 15. Praying that we may know Christ Jesus, who is the fullness of all things. St. Paul writes, "For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what, according to the work of his great might, that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. Jesus said, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Remember the parting words of Jesus. "The Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations. You are witnesses of these things." You may be seated. Well, once again, I'd like to begin by greeting all of our moms this morning. What a special day it is. And I know for a fact that some of our moms are actually, they're not with us this morning because they're elsewhere. Whether it was planned or unplanned, some of our moms are away, in some cases quite a distance away, but celebrating Mother's Day with their children nevertheless. And there are few things for mom that are better. You know, it's interesting that how Mother's Day just works out in any number of different ways. I can imagine that there are at least some of our families this morning that really endeavor to make sure that today is the day mom gets today off. Now, getting the day off is kind of a relative term because if all the children are not local, she's going to be getting several telephone calls today and a few other things. But it's not uncommon for some of the moms to say, "Well, look, my way of celebrating Mother's Day is, yeah, we're going to have all the family over, but the things that I do as mom, I want to do, whether it's cooking the meal or whatever the case might be. Mom wants to just be in the midst of all of those things." And it's utterly fascinating, some of the things as you go through the years, some of the things that mom never forgets. There's always those very, very special things that one way or another, she's always going to remember. But not necessarily everything. For example, let's go back, maybe about 15 years, okay? That would put it 2003. How many moms or families of moms here remember what you did on Mother's Day of 2003? How will you remember that? Well, I mean, I'm sure you're thinking the same thing I am. Well, I know it was a special day. I know that, you know, I heard from my children it was good to be, you know, to have my children with me one way or another. But details like that are probably not remembered because most of the time, the things that mom remembers and needs to remember are far more important than the little tiny details of a day that truly is here today and gone tomorrow. But it really is amazing sometimes what moms do have to remember. In our first lesson for this morning, if we were to follow the standard series where they tell you what the lessons are going to be for a particular day, they ended the lesson for the Ascension just right after what happened that when after Jesus ascended into heaven, was removed with a cloud. The lesson ends there. But that doesn't seem appropriate. If you look at the verses that we added on, verses 12, 13, and 14, who is in the midst? It's now the Ascension has taken place. It's over. Jesus has gone into heaven. A cloud has hidden him from their sight. And now they're going back. And who is with them in that upper room? The mother of Jesus herself, Mary. Now, this is the last time we will hear about Mary in the Bible. We really don't even know from this point on, you know, what happens, how long she lived, or anything else like that. But we do know that everything that the disciples were doing following the ascension of Jesus, she had made herself a part of. And it would only make sense that Luke, as he writes the book of Acts, is recording these things because, well, obviously he got a lot of his material from Mary. And when you look at what Mary had to remember, you are reminded sometimes what it's like to be a mom. The times that mom has to be, shall we say, the proud parent, the stern disciplinarian, the one who cries with two tears when one of her children cries with one. We see all of that with Mary, beginning with that the time when the child of Jesus was born. And suddenly, here are these angels, these shepherds that come in, supposedly having received a message from angels about what had happened, that a Savior had been born to them, and they had to come and see it. And Mary kept all these things, treasuring them in her heart, waiting for that moment to tell people, okay, something special has happened. The same words are used at the time when Jesus goes for the first time to Jerusalem at the age of 12, and does something I would hope that, as mom, she never really had to do something like this. They went out for an entire day, headed back home after a festival. All of a sudden, where's Jesus? And they, not knowing what else to do, not knowing where he is, they go all the way back to Jerusalem. And that must have been one horrible day, going all the way back, not even knowing if he's there. And then to find him in the temple, asking the religious leaders questions. What did Mary do? Kept all of those things, pondering them in her heart. There were times that, as a mother, she had her doubts as well. There was a time when Jesus got and his disciples got so busy, they weren't even taking time to eat. Jesus was just going from person to person after person, trying to help out as much as he can. And at some point, scriptures report that Jesus' brothers and his mother, probably at the behest of the brothers, said, we got to go take charge of him. He's lost his mind. And Mary was with them. And when the people said, your mother and your brothers are outside looking for you, and Jesus' response was, well, who is my mother and my brothers? The people who hear God's word and keep it, those people are in fact my brother, my sister, and my mother. Wow. What a thing to say on behalf of a mom. And then, even as she was told, the first time she took Jesus to the temple, and an old man by the name of Simeon warned her, a sword will pierce your own soul as well. Whose idea it was to bring her to the cross, why she was there, we cannot know, but there she was, at the foot of the cross with the disciple John, having to watch the most horrible thing that any mother ever has to see. You know, we've learned over the course of years, even as some of our own mothers here have lost children, that there never gets to be a time where that is easy. There never gets to be a time where that doesn't just pierce a mom's soul to lose one of her own children. And yet, we know the rest of what Jesus did. Rises from the dead on the third day and now ascends into heaven. An event that actually would have taken place on the calendar on a Thursday, like this past Thursday. Ascension Thursday rolls around, we have usually gone into summer. It's a little earlier this year, but we're usually in the summer, and trying to get together a Thursday worship just usually doesn't work. So we celebrate it the following Sunday. But regardless of when we celebrate it, look at what it is that we are celebrating. The presence of Jesus, just like mom, never far away, forever. And Jesus remains close to us. He remains close to us because he has a mission for us. He has a purpose for each of us, and even as not many days, the very next weekend, we're going to be celebrating the day of Pentecost, when the chosen disciples had the Holy Spirit descend upon them, and all of a sudden, they were able to proclaim the truth about God's word. The Holy Spirit has descended upon each of us as well. Maybe not in a miraculous fashion, but in a fashion where now, when Jesus calls for us to be his witnesses, we can be. He also has some reminders for us that he will be close to us, that he will be with us. Now, there are some that might take that like that's almost a threat. Hey, Jesus is watching. But more to the point, Jesus is present. Jesus is there to make sure that as we worship him, whatever it is that we bring to Jesus, he brings us even more in return. He brings us more in the midst of being children that from the very beginning are living our baptized lives each and every day, reminding ourselves as to what that means. We are his children. As we share in the greatest of gifts that he has given us in his body and blood. And we are his children because he has chosen us. He has called us to be his own. He has called us by name. And he is ready for us to tell the truth about him. So how are we going to do that? Well, even as Mary kept some interesting things in her heart, maybe at the time not knowing what she was going to do with them, only learning far later, the wisdom of a mom comes as well. At some point, the mother's perspective ends up being so very, very unique. You know, moms just see things that the rest of us do not see. I got reminded of that a little bit when we were getting ready. For those of you that have not actually been back in our conference room, you need to check that out once with the new chairs that we have there. but it was a whole bunch of moms who very quickly saw the things, a lot of things that I was not looking at, and reminded me, well, you know, you're going to want these chairs. You're not going to want, and they were telling me about the colors I wouldn't want, the fabrics I didn't want, and they made it very clear why it should be what it is we eventually got. And it truly was, over and over again, a mom's perspective. I've never forgotten it. I've never failed to appreciate it. And let's be honest. As God's people, in our vocation as moms or anything else, there are times we feel inadequate. There are times that we feel like we have not lived up to what we're supposed to do. There are times that we're convinced we've done a pretty lousy job. But ultimately, even as a day like today is a day that's like, you know what, regardless of how things have gone through the years, this is just a day to celebrate. And it is. And it should be. A day in which, yes, we celebrate mom, but we also celebrate Jesus. What a perfect time to bring these two things together. Because Jesus has reminded us that in the midst of our lives of sin, in the midst of lives that have pulled away, have sometimes forgotten about Jesus, He has not forgotten about us. That sounds just like a mom. That somehow, even if the children have gone on, they've got their own lives and so forth, in some ways, mom is always there. And your presence and your love really is always there. Never knowing what it is preparing ourselves for. I mentioned 15 years ago, back in 2003, for a reason. Now, for many of us, it may have been a rather nondescript celebration, like many of the others. It wasn't in my own household. On that weekend, we had been preparing ourselves. It was an uptick for what had been, up to that time, 10 and eventually 11 consecutive days, where in our immediate area, we had gone a grand total through 11 days of 16 hours where there was not a weather watch or warning. Severe weather at its absolute worst. By and large, up until that time, we had been spared the worst of it. But then when Mother's Day Eve came, as afternoon began, it became clear we were not going to be spared. And sure enough, by the time evening came, Mom and myself and our children were underneath the ping pong table as a tornado passed, barely missing the church, but not missing a number of our members. It was only through the miracles that the good Lord has given to us that there were not four people killed that night. And while the story is too long to talk about how each and every one of them were saved, because two of them were my neighbors, still, that night we had lost power. And so by the next morning, since we didn't have water, and usually you can do church as long as you have water, all we were able to do was gather out in the parking lot, have a short prayer, and then send everybody in their work clothes to try to help some of the people that had been devastated by the storm. I ended up spending a long night in the town that was close to us, making sure that all of our members were accounted for, and that one of our members, who was the mayor of that town, was able to do the things that he needed to do, getting the help that he needed to have. But before I could do that, I had to make sure that, knowing that the storm had passed, that Mom was home and that everything was going to be safe and sound with Mom and the children. And sure enough, that night, our children, even the one that was a senior in high school, just preferred to set up in a sleeping bag in our own bedroom just to make sure that Mom was not far away from what had been a rather traumatic evening. And later on that Sunday afternoon, we were finally able to take a break from things and go and enjoy a meal. We actually found a time in an area restaurant where it wasn't busy. One of the most memorable Mother's Day that any of us had ever spent, sometimes for the wrong reason, but very much because of the Lord sent his blessings. And he continued to send them. And it was through a virtual legion of moms that we were then able to mobilize a community to help them with all of the things that they need in terms of food and shelter and things to restock pantries and all of the other things that were needed. The moms were always right there. Well, my friends, hopefully we don't have stories like that, but the storms of life are everywhere for all of us. And just like Mom, who is never far away at the moments when she most needs to be, Jesus is there with us. Whether it is to protect us, to encourage us, to lift us up in the power of his true body and blood, sometimes to admonish us about the things that he has now died on the cross for, but now we must walk away from, and to remind us that he will be with us always to the end of the age. My friends, for those of you who have lost moms, it might be a sad moment, but Mom is never far away. Neither is Jesus. On this day, may we always remember Jesus, whose physical presence has now been removed from us, is with you and is going to give you a love that only a mom could really ever understand and only a mom could ever truly be able to share, but is being shared with us, first of all, by a Savior who gave us all things. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds forever through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's confess our Christian faith to the words of the Nicene Creed. It is up on the screen or in the inside back cover of the hymnal. Please stand as we confess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, and for our salvation, came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We receive our offerings. You may be seated. Please note the special prayer response that is up on the screen. We pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you are our strength and our song. You have prepared for us an endless stream of salvation in Jesus Christ, your Son, when through the eternal Spirit he offered himself as a perfect sacrifice for the sins of the world. Now as we sing joyful songs of praise and thanksgiving because of his glorious ascension into heaven, where he sits at your right hand, may we always praise you for the life of grace and truth which he has lived among us, and for his perfect revelation of your love and glorious plans for each and every one of us. Lord, in your mercy and ascended glory, give us your Spirit's power to believe all that he has taught us, that we might be witnesses to go forth from here into the midst of all the world to do what he has commanded us. Accept our thanks for his miracles and deeds of mercy that he has continued to perform even in our own lives. By those signs, help us to see clearly and surely that in him we live and move and have our being, and that all things indeed are done in his strength and power. Lord, in your mercy and ascended glory, we thank you above all for Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension. By your Spirit, help us to claim his sacrifice for our salvation, to trust in him for the gift of eternal life. As we celebrate this morning the ascension to his right hand, give us constant joy as we do what the disciples did, giving our response by constantly praising and worshiping the Lord in our special place of worship. May we always lift up our eyes to heaven, where our Lord lives to pray for us. Give us confidence in his compassion and hope in his power to bless. Move us to witness his saving love to all people. Establish his kingdom in every land. Turn the hearts of all in every corner of the world to faith and obedience, so that every knee may bow and every tongue confess that Christ is Lord. Lord, in your mercy and ascended glory, keep our land in righteousness and peace. Give us leaders who love and honor you. May the Spirit of Christ hold sway in our schools, our institutions of learning, our places of research. Bless all hospitals and places of mercy. Make the healing touch of Christ evident in them. On this special day, bless all moms and grant unto them that spirit that comes from you, that they may indeed be able to carry out their vocation, even in the difficult times, with joy and with a commitment, knowing that all things truly come from you. Lord, in your mercy and ascended glory, we pray for all who are suffering in any way, for those who are struggling in any means of body, soul, heart, and mind. We now lift up our voices in a moment of silence as we lift up before you someone in our own lives in need of the special hope and comfort that you give. Give them trust in your love and teach them to pray in patience and hope. For we offer all these prayers along with everything else that we pray within the privacy of our hearts in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who has taught us to pray his prayer, which we now pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our service concludes on page 11 with the unison prayer. We pray this prayer together. O God, we give you thanks for Jesus, who is your good news for all, and that you have flung wide the gates of eternal life here for us by your Son's death, resurrection, and ascension. Use this seed of the resurrection to fill us with your good news, that we share it with others and be made ready together to experience the fullness of eternal life on the day when Jesus comes again. For he lives and reigns in communion and love with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Receive the blessing of the Lord into your hearts and into your homes. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.